Okay, so this is by relativity for January 12th. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, I am Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. Today we're going to look at the energy field and the aura of the Washington, D.C., and there are obvious reasons why we need to work with that energy field. I want to give you some background on auras and energy fields of countries and of cities before we do this exercise. I often say that there is a comparison between the human personal work and the personal work of the planet. I have described to you many times where we can work with the meridians of the human and the meridians on the planet. And there are special ways of downloading energy into the human aura, and there are special ways of downloading energy into the planet. For example, we often work with the North Pole, which we consider the crown chakra of the planet Earth. And there have been numerous times that we have suggested doing exercises to strengthen the protective energy field around the Earth's aura. Now, let us look at cities and countries. It certainly is true also that cities and countries have karma. Just like people have karma, there are karmic energies in cities and in countries, and there are karmic energies among groups, and there are karmic energies among tribes. It goes on. But also, there is energy fields around each country and around each city. And we are noting that in particular because we work with the aura energy fields in the planetary cities of light. In the planetary cities of light work, we isolate a small area, a small city, and then we seek to elevate that energy field through the activation exercises that we do, which include planting four crystals around the planetary city of light and also downloading with our Arcturian energy field, fifth dimensional energy in the city of light. Now, we choose small areas because it's easier to activate and hold the fifth dimensional energy. Now, that's an introduction. So when we look at the city of Washington, D.C., then we see some major problems in the aura of that city. And I don't think this will be surprising to you because some of the problems include holes in the aura, distortions in the aura field, discoloration in the aura field, parasitic attachments on the aura, and also the general weakening of the aura, the weakening of the aura field. When an aura field is weakened, then that person is capable or more likely or more vulnerable to get diseases such as COVID-19. They can be suffering on many different levels, morally, ethically, emotionally, mentally. So today we're going to do what I call an aura repair work on the city of Washington, D.C. And I'm focusing exclusively on this because of the crisis that is now confronting the United States and the danger of what I had predicted as a possible event in 2021 in a recent lecture, which was called the energy of implosion. Implosion means that there could be a collapse of an energy field. And we often think of implosion when you see a building that is being, old building being taken down and they use dynamite, and instead of exploding it, imploding it so it falls in on itself. And that's a big danger right now in the city of Washington. So let us do a clearing of our energy. Take three breaths. Connect with your spiritual calmness, your spiritual center. And connect with your higher self and the arcane planetary healing powers that you have developed over these years that we have been working together. You have the power of visualization, thought projection, remote healing. And today we will work on the energy field of the state of Washington, the city of Washington, D.C. And through your remote bilocating abilities, travel with me from wherever you are to the city known as Washington, D.C., and let us be at a place approximately 5 miles above the city in this remote healing travel. And you can see with me the aura. The aura of the city is weak. It's filled with fear, paranoia, lower vibrations, lower energy. There are cracks in the aura. Energy is being seeped out. There are distortions in the aura field, discolorations. And as I said, there's even parasitic attachments from other external sources. In our work today, we want to pump up the aura. We want to pump up the energy of the city. And then we will look at whatever else is possible in the short time we have today. So in your multitasking abilities and in your ability to bilocate, travel with me now to Mount Shasta and see the etheric crystal at Mount Shasta being raised. Holding the spiritual light for North America, certainly for the United States, and see the energies of Chief White Eagle and the Ascended Native Masters around that etheric crystal in Mount Shasta, which is now 5 miles above the mountain. And a strong beam of light from that etheric crystal is going to be sent to Washington, D.C. Now, at Washington, D.C., we have the Washington Monument, which is a sacred, mystical, etheric, crystal-like receiver of light. And we will be using that today in a line the energies from the Mount Shasta directly and down and to be downloaded through the Washington Monument. And as the energy goes into the Washington Monument, it is radiating in huge circles of light outward, filling up the aura of Washington, D.C. with higher fifth-dimensional light, strengthening the aura, strengthening the energy field, filling up all holes, filling up all cracks, strengthening the aura. So let us go into meditation now as we together hold and activate the great light from the Mount Shasta, the third crystal, overseen by Chief White Eagle. And that light directly goes into the Washington Monument and radiates throughout the city of Washington, strengthening the aura. We'll go into meditation now. I, Giuliano, am sending my light from the starship Athena into the Mount Shasta crystal so that a higher pulse of fifth dimensional light goes into the Washington Monument and throughout the whole energetic area of Washington. And as you see this energy flowing, see the aura of blowing up like a balloon, getting stronger and stronger. And now we're going to travel to Copper Canyon in Chihuahua, Mexico, where the etheric crystal is there. And we say a blessing while we're there for our dear friend Emilio Martinez, who has suffered a heart attack and he is now recovering. And let us all send him healing light, for he's in the Chihuahua area. As we are sending light and healing to Emilio, let us travel to the Copper Canyon and see the etheric crystal there rise up 5 miles above the city. And it's carrying tremendous fifth-dimensional light, and that etheric crystal is now aligned with Alano, the moon planet Alano, and it is receiving that energy, and directly we send that light from the etheric crystal at Copper Canyon directly to the Washington Monument. Again, downloading higher fifth-dimensional energy and light. This will help to prevent any implosion, any collapse. We'll go back into silence. Hold this flashing download of light from Copper Canyon. At the same time, from Mount Shasta. Thank you. And before we leave, again, send one more blessing of light to Emilio. And now we now travel to Lake Moraine in Canada, in the Northern Rockies, home of the energy field of Archangel Michael. And at the etheric crystal at Lake Moraine, near Banff, see that etheric crystal rise up, again, 5 miles above the city, joining the 3 etheric crystals in Mount Shasta, Copper Canyon, and now in Lake Moraine. And a beam of light, overseen by Archangel Michael, directly is to the Washington Monument. So now we have 3 beams of light, and they are all radiating outward. The energy is radiating outward from the Washington Monument throughout the whole city, energetically filling up the aura with the light and energy of Archangel Michael from Lake Moraine, from the healing light from the Arcturians and Chief White Eagle in Mount Shasta, and from the healing energy of Copper Canyon and the moon planet Alano. We'll go into silence as we focus on this huge download of light into the auric energy field of Washington, D.C. The energy field is slowly adjusting to the higher spiritual light that you are sending to Washington, D.C. And the aura is strengthening slowly. I, Giuliano, bring my starship Athena in alignment over the Washington Monument, and I set up a corridor of light from my starship down over the Washington Monument, again, radiating fifth-dimensional light into the Washington Monument, as it is then in huge circles from the top to the bottom, must be 100 circles of light. Being emitted into the auric energy field of the city. As you are working to continue this energy input, I am working to heal the splits and cracks in the aura. And in your multitasking, join me as we seek to seal the holes, seal the splits, bring a unity energy of based on the principles represented by the founding father of your country in the United States, George Washington. The aura is returning to its normal size and beyond. It is beginning to pulse at a much more healing rate. The color is returning to a normal blues and reds. The darknesses are being removed. Let the sword of Archangel Michael stand guardian over the entire city during this great time of crisis. Again, we'll go into silence as we hold this light. The download is completed. Energy is radiating at a very high speed, a spiritual light that you and I, working with these etheric crystals, have helped download, is now being emitted around the whole city. The aura is now healthy. Look for the values of courage, strength, and justice to prevail. The crystals at Mount Shasta, Lake Moraine, and Copper Canyon now return to their places back in the earth. I will leave my Starship Athena directly over the Washington Monument for the next 24 hours. And please join me anytime during that period to help strengthen the energy field of this beloved city. You may return now comfortably back to your places at home, re-entering your physical body in perfect alignment. I'm Giuliano. Good day.